Michelangelo was an Italian sculptor, painter, architect, and poet, a contemporary of Martin Luther, the German reformer. He's probably best known by his scenes from Genesis painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican, and his marble sculpture of King David. He said, "The sculpture is already complete within the marble block before I start my work. It's already there. I just have to chisel away the superfluous material. I can see the image in the marble and carve until I set it free." That's what Paul is doing in our scripture today from Romans chapter 12. Within each of us, there is the image of Christ. God's Word and the Holy Spirit chisel away the superfluous material. And by the grace of God, genuine love is set free. Just before our passage, Paul spends 11 chapters talking about the grace of God that we have in Jesus Christ. Toward the end of chapter 11, he transitions into how it ought to look in our daily lives. He wants us to see an impact of our faith on our walk. He says of Jesus Christ, "From him and through him and to him are all things." He tells us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, and that this is our true service of worship. He calls us to understand that God is the giver of faith and spiritual gifts, and that our chief gift and our chief command is to love God with our whole being and to love our neighbor as Jesus loved us, freely, joyfully, and yes, sacrificially. Let love be genuine, he says. Or make sure your love is genuine, to put it a little more strongly. Don't let love be phony. Set genuine love free. And so our scripture begins to chisel away what does not belong and to set free God's purpose for our lives. This scripture is a good one, I think, to read through slowly and prayerfully. Something that I would encourage us all to do, maybe later this afternoon, to simply read through it and pray through it and apply it to our own hearts and lives. Praise you, O God, for your genuine love, especially in sending your Son. He opposed evil and promoted good. He was patient through suffering and persevered in prayer. Jesus wept with those who weep. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Glory and honor are yours, Jesus. For you did not avenge yourself on the cross, but you cried out, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." You gave your own body and blood as food and drink to the hungry and thirsty. You are the bread of heaven. You are the living water. Thank you, God, for loving us with such genuine love. And so we confess our flirtation with evil, how sin entices and seduces us into its deadly grip. We have not shown mutual affection to each other. Instead, we have all too often shown contempt and dishonor to our family members, friends, co-workers, strangers, church family, and anyone the scripture calls our neighbor. We have been spiritual couch potatoes, too lazy to make the effort to be useful tools in the hands of the Holy Spirit. We have been stingy. We have lacked empathy for those who struggle. We do not choose our battles wisely. We fight by our own strength. We think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We take too long before we truly listen, and we are simply too quick to speak. We harbor bitterness. We think more about getting back at those who hurt us than we do surrendering everything to God in prayer. We have not taken up our crosses and genuinely followed Jesus. We have more fear of the power of evil than we have faith in the goodness of God, which always overcomes evil. And so the Holy Spirit takes the hammer and chisel and takes away the superfluous material, which is not genuine love. He, Jesus, is the light in the darkness. No amount of darkness can ever put out that light. So help us, Lord, to leave behind everything that is counterfeit and false love. For disingenuous love is a sham. Insincere love is a lie. Forgive us, God. Renew our faith. Amend our lives. Chisel away the phoniness. Set free the image of Christ within all of us, that we may love you and one another with genuine love. We know that we can only love because you first loved us. By your grace and mercy, make our lives, our thoughts, our words, and our actions tried and true. As the master sculptor, transform us from useless lumps of clay and blocks of rock into divine works of art, masterpieces of authentic love. I am the light. I light the way, a godly life displaying. I bid you walk as in the day. I keep your feet from straying. I am the way, and well I show how you must sojourn here below. I teach you how to shun and flee what harms your soul's salvation, your heart from every guile to free, from sin and its temptation. I am the refuge of the soul and lead you to your heavenly goal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.